All righty, let's turn over to Proverbs 28 to start things off tonight. You're going to need to keep your Bibles handy. Proverbs 28. This guy's way too tall. Okay, Proverbs 28:20, just one verse here for starters. It says, Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Let's bow our heads there and pray. Now, Lord, we turn to you tonight, and we're missing some of our number. Lord, some folks sick under the weather, some out of town. Pray you'd get those folks back safely and to wherever they're going. But we had a good time this morning. Father, appreciate the liberty, and it's a blessing to get together tonight and be able to, Lord, contemplate just all you've done. Missionaries were able to support, Father, even to have the liberty to have a guy come in and preach to us for a couple days. Lord, we thank you for that, and we just pray that you might bless us tonight, give us something practical to chew on, and Father, may we shoot for these kind of goals as well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The verse says in verse 20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Now, I want to concentrate on that half of the verse tonight, have some things to say about that. I'm grateful for to be able to go to Pensacola Bible Institute in that day and all those years ago now, and I've never been ashamed of the place. I know that some folks would have me be, but I was taught the Bible, and of course I learned about the King James Bible, and I learned good doctrine, all those things. I will say that when somebody asks of all the things that you learned, what was the most important to you, I have to admit to you that really one of the things that was hammered home and was a continual blessing through the years has been the fact that Doc really hammered us to be faithful. And you know, the verse here says that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And a lot of his ministry was built just around faithfulness. He was a great preacher, but, you know, as far as being an eloquent speaker in the sense of some, I don't think that's what he was. But he would he was the Lord's junkyard dog, as y'all have heard him say. But he was faithful. And that faithfulness, Lord, I've seen and watched through the years in various people and watched people's ministries, and it's wrought some really good fruit in the old timers that stuck with it for a long time. And so I've endeavored to try to be faithful, whether there was money or no money, and whether I was having any fun or not, whether there were any souls being won at the moment or not, whether there was fruit being born at the moment or not. Just be faithful. And faithfulness is one of those things that doesn't garner a parade. It's not much ballyhooed. It's not an attribute that, you know, folks want to blow trumpets about. It's just something that's going to have to carry you through. And in the end, if the Bible is true, you wind up reaping for faithfulness. It says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Okay? But speaks from the start that there's going to have to be a time of proving for that. And you shouldn't expect to do one thing one day and the Lord just, you know, drops candy from heaven on you because you did it today. It's going to take some more time than that, right? So I think about the faithful man abounding with blessings. And again, this is not something now that you can engineer. This is something the Lord's got to do. And you're going to have to be faithful sometimes for a long time before he does it. But it's not something for the second time that you can engineer. We all have a tendency to think, like Jacob, that we can, you know, put a coin in the dispenser and shake the dispenser and get out what we want. Maybe get a two-for-one deal. And you don't get to do that. That's not how this works. The text says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Now, that's guaranteed blessedness by my way of reading. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. That's the Lord promising a faithful man that he will get blessings. Okay, those are guaranteed blessings. You don't necessarily know what they are, but he guarantees you blessings. So I'm going to preach to you for a little while tonight on guaranteed blessings, if you'll allow me. Now, maybe when you get the blessing, maybe you don't recognize it for what it is. Maybe you had preconceptions in your heart and mind, and so you didn't get what you thought you were going to get, and so maybe if you're not careful, you don't count it right. But it's a blessing from God that God gave you because you were faithful. That sort of thing. Again, maybe it's not like, you know, Haman thought he was going to get blessed by the king and get put on a horse and hauled down the street. You know, this is the how somebody is blessed whom the king honoreth. As it turns out, he had to lead Mordecai down the street instead, right? He didn't get what he wanted, didn't get it the way he thought he was going to get it. I'm saying that a lot of times those blessings are not a parade that you expect. And they're not candy and money falling from the sky. It's not a party in your honor. But it's still the Lord blessing you. So you're going to have to use some discernment to get. I mean, I don't know how you're, what your testimony's like, but I've gone through a long time and just going through life and kind of bebopping along and been faithful in some things and all that and stopped and had been kind of blind to how blessed I was. But then you stop and you start realizing my bowels are weighed down with blessings. And so it can be a thing like that. If you're not careful, you misweigh those blessings for what they are. So I'm going to give you some things. Now the question here will be, are you faithful? If you're faithful, then this verse pretty much guarantees you blessings. Who doesn't want a guaranteed thing? Right? So a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Guaranteed blessing, blessedness. And the question is going to be, the theme throughout this is going to be, are you faithful in some things? Now that said, we start off with a freebie. You don't have to be faithful at all in this one. That's kind of cool. You know, they suck you in and you get a credit card by getting a freebie for a while until you had to start paying. Right? You can go buy a house full of furniture over at Furniture World or Becker or whatever, and they'll let you not have to pay anything until 2024. But it's not really free. But I'm going to give you a real freebie here. I mean, guaranteed blessings, and this one's a freebie. You don't have to do nothing. You don't even have to be faithful. So right away, I'm giving you the exception. Take your Bible and turn to Psalms 32. Psalms 32. But a faithful man shall abound with blessings. It's God's promise. If you'll be faithful, he's going to bless you. It's guaranteed. You need to be careful to guide your heart so that you recognize a blessing when it comes. Right? All right, Psalm 32, verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is covered, or is forgiven, rather, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, that in whose spirit there is no guile. Now, David's talking about himself here, and I have reason to think that he may be talking about himself in the sense that the Lord did not impute the sin against Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite to his charge. Because if that was the case, he could have died, right? You'll notice how it says it. It says, blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. So, David had been promised by the Lord that he would father a son who is going to sit on his throne, and that son turned out to be Solomon. As you know, what came out of the Bathsheba, Uriah the Hittite incident was a pregnancy. But it was not Solomon that came out of it. It was another son that died. And so if the Lord had imputed that sin to David, and David had died as he should have died by the law, then Solomon never would have been born. So in that regard, the Lord refused to impute iniquity to David because of an earlier promise he'd made him. Now, you shouldn't push the Lord like that. But that does mean that God's promises are pretty solid. Right? Now, it's interesting that in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 4, that verse is quoted slightly differently. Paul is in the midst of, has shown, and it is the midst of illustrating how when you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're put into Christ, and in Christ, iniquity is not imputed. In other words, if you're saved, you have a standing in Christ, you have perfect righteousness, and you're not going to get sin imputed to you against your soul, right? Now, it says in Romans chapter 4, and this is how it's stated here, Paul is saying in verse 6, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, and he kind of quotes Psalms 32, which is common, by the way, in a slightly different wording. He says in verse 7, Romans 4, 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Are yours? If you're saying they are, right? But notice what he says next. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Right? Now, you don't even have to be faithful in this. You trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, and the Lord will not impute sin. You're a blessed man to be saved. And you don't even have to be faithful in it. I mean, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He abides faithful, but, you know, he cannot deny himself. And he plainly gives you an out there. If you're not faithful, which most of us are not totally faithful, we still don't have to go to hell. Because he will not impute sin. So right up front, there's a freebie. You get saved, costs you nothing, and God, from that day on, will not impute sin. I'm not saying you won't reap for disobedience. I'm not saying that you won't reap a crop you've sown. I'm saying you won't go to hell. The Lord will not impute sin to your standing because you're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's pretty good. That's a freebie. That's a gimme. Now, the rest of them aren't gimmies. Take your Bibles, turn to Revelation chapter 1. But a faithful man shall abound with blessings. It ought to be a Christian's endeavor, not just to be blessed for, you know, just selfishness' sake, but to be a faithful man so God can bless you. And like I said, it's not going to be candy and money raining down from heaven upon your little head. I'm afraid that's not going to happen. You should look elsewhere for that. Some charismatic somewhere, but whatever. Revelation 1:3 says this. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, maybe talking specifically about Revelation, true enough. I think that we're on pretty good ground to say that it spreads to the whole Bible. But it says, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. But it says, blessed is he that readeth. Just reading the Bible. The Bible says that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Oh, I wonder if you're faithful in reading the Bible. Because the Bible says, blessed is he that readeth. Now, over and over again, I say this to say that I believe this spreads throughout the entire book. Isaiah 34 says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Right? Jesus Christ 7 times in Matthew said either, have you not read or have you never read? 7 times in Matthew alone. Come on, guys, aren't you reading, he says? Half the problem is that they weren't reading. Half your problem is that you're not reading. Half the reason you don't know the Bible better than you do is because you're not reading. You say, well, I pick it up once in a while, yeah, and play Bible roulette. Oh, that's the index. That doesn't work. I had to go find another verse. That's not how the Bible's to be read. Your high school grammar teacher would have taken your ears off if you had read your assignments that way. God wrote a book to be read from front to back, and front to back, and front to back. Reread. Bible says further in Deuteronomy 17 that king is to write his own copy and then to read therein all the days of his life. The epistles over and over were stated that they needed to be read. It says in 1 Timothy 4 that give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. If a faithful man shall abound with blessings, and blessed is the man that readeth, are you faithful in reading? You say, well, how would a blessing fall to me on that? Well, you might start with some stuff real spiritual. Like, if this is the mind of Christ, and it is, then you're aspiring to know better the mind of Christ. You might wind up thinking more like Him than you thought you would. But you're going to have to read it. You say, well, I listen to preaching all the time. But that's not the same as reading. You say, well, I study. I applaud you for that, but it's still not the same as reading. I mean, sit down and read to digest 8, 10, 12, 15 pages. You spend more time than that playing video games. Hallelujah. But a man elevates his mind. He purifies his heart. John 15, 3, right? The more Roloff said, the more the book you put through the sieve, the cleaner it gets. Maybe rusty, maybe dirty, but the more you put through it, the cleaner it gets. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. He said, blessed is the man that readeth. Are you reading? Or is it hit and miss? I mean, you should be able to systematically go through your Bible yearly. I don't say just once, I don't say twice, I don't say three times, five times. I say you should be able to systematically go through it. Go through it fast enough to digest it, but go through it slow enough to digest it too. It's not about the number of pages that you fulfill on your little card. It's not. It's about, there are times that I undertake to start and to read 20 or 30 pages and I hardly get past the first page. Because there's so many things coming in, and so I just had to stop and just kind of sort through things. But I still count that a really good day, and the Lord never said, you've got to read 20 pages, Stevens. That's just a standard that I set for myself. I'm just saying that a faithful man shall abound with blessings, and he that readeth, blessed is he that readeth. Are you reading? Are you faithful in reading? Have you undertaken to read? There may be somebody in here that has never even really undertaken to read his Bible through. I went through way over 10 years of my Christian life before I ever read mine through. I regret that. I really do. But in reading the Bible, you build yourself up in your most holy faith. There's two things that build a man. Reading the Bible, the counsel of God, and prayer. Those two things build. Okay? You grow in knowledge. You increase in understanding. Are you faithful? Well, a faithful man shall abound. Abound! Not just a little bit, but I mean, it's not just kind of slathered on with a knife. I mean, you abound with blessings. And he that, blessed is the man that readeth. The man that reads is blessed. It's guaranteed. If you read it, you're blessed in some way. If we keep going on, we are going to preach all night on just how you might be blessed. And I got other points to get to, so I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, if the man is blessed that reads, then you need to be reading. There's something else I can say about that, and just in passing. It should be enough for you that the devil doesn't want you reading it. It should be enough that the world doesn't want you to read it. It should tell you plenty that the flesh whimpers and whines and squawks and squeaks every time you sit down to read it. Because I don't want to. That's a perfectly good reason to read. Are you faithful in reading? There's another thing somewhat connected to that, and I should tell you that I'm trying to stay kind of on track here because there's so many of these things that kind of spin off to secondary things and third things that I'm just trying to kind of stick to a thing. So there may be some verses that you can think of as I go through this that I'm leaving out, but I'm doing it to try to kind of get through it and stay on track. Look in Proverbs chapter 8 real quick. Proverbs chapter 8. You go through and study who the Bible says is a blessed man, who God said is a blessed man, who Christ said is a blessed man, who the Holy Spirit said is a blessed man. And you can go through then find some definitive promises, and not the least of which applies to Proverbs 28:20, that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Now, Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 is about wisdom. If you go down to verse 12, you'll find that wisdom identifies herself as the speaker. I, wisdom, verse 12, dwell with prudence, find out knowledge of witty inventions. And all the way through here, it keeps talking about from that perspective, I lead, counsel is mine, I am understanding, etc., etc. Wisdom is speaking, right? Go on down, if you will, to verse 32. Now therefore, hearken unto me, wisdom speaking, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. In verse 34 again, blessed is the man that heareth me, wisdom, watching daily at my gates. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. If that verse is true, then somebody that daily hears wisdom. Now, I'm talking about the wisdom of the world. I'm not talking about what you get at the U. I'm talking about the wisdom of God, the wisdom that cometh down from above, which is pure, peaceable, easy to be entreated, right? Not the kind that's earthly, sensual, devilish. Correct? In hearing wisdom, if you're faithful, you guarantee blessings. You're guaranteed to elevate your mind. It's guaranteed that since wisdom is the principal thing back in Proverbs 4, it says, get wisdom. It calls wisdom the principal thing. So get wisdom. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. And if the man is blessed that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, wisdom speaking, then you need to be faithful in hearing wisdom. Now, a lot of people spend their day hearing stupidity. Talk radio is going to not fill the bill here. Y'all didn't say anything about that. That's kind of a strange reaction. That was kind of a quiet reaction. But that's not what you're going to get from this world. Not even somebody that agrees with you politically. Right? It says, all things that thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Talking about wisdom. Now, all things that thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Well, I can flat sure desire some stuff. But all things that I can desire are not to be compared to wisdom. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. And blessed is the man that heareth wisdom, that waits daily at her gate. That is a guaranteed blessing. And it's not candy falling from heaven. And the question is, do you want to be blessed that way or don't you? Let me show you something else here. Look in Numbers 24. Trek you backwards just a little bit more. Numbers 24. Like I said, a lot of this would spin off to lots of other things. I'm trying to stay on track with the main things. But Numbers chapter 24 and start with verse 8 because that gets us a context. It says in 24:8, God brought him forth out of Egypt. Now it's talking about Israel. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations his enemies and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. He coucheth, he lay down as a lion, as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, cursed is he that curseth thee. Now that phrasing is phrased slightly differently in various places in the Lord promising Abraham some things. But blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee, applying to Israel. Okay, I want to say a faithful man shall abound in blessings. You need to be faithful in blessing Israel. Says so right there. Blessed is he. It's a guaranteed blessing. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, Israel. And cursed is he that curseth thee, Israel. It's a guaranteed blessing. It's just, this world is a place filled with malice and hatred. You guys know it. You know what's going on in Israel right now. We've seen through many years the blurbs that come across the news and all this stuff. And the world hates Israel. And it doesn't make a lick of sense. It really doesn't. Unless you fold the devil into it. It doesn't make any sense. Here we Christians, here's Christianity is for the better part of 2,000 years old. For 2,000 years, we've been trying to get the world aboard our train of thought. To think along the lines as Christians, to be first of all converted and think along those lines. Now you can go back all the way into the Dark Ages and way before and way before that and way before that to find the devil has managed uniformly to get the world aboard with hating Israel. Now what is that? That is some real spiritual power. And it's going to be something that you have to resist. This world hates Israel. The most technologically advanced, intellectual, educated nations in the world. In the mid-30s, 1930s, Germany was the height of civilization. Education. Everybody could read. They were, for the most part, multilingual because of where they lived. And the most civilized, educated, intellectual country, arguably, in the world decided it hated Israel and undertook to kill millions of them. And it really doesn't matter whether you're the best educated, most technologically advanced civilization in the world or whether you're some barbarian dancing around the fire in your loincloth. They uniformly hate Israel. It doesn't make any sense unless it's a spiritual thing. And so I say this, if blessed is he that blesseth thee, Israel, then, ladies and gentlemen, if a faithful man shall abound with blessings, then one thing that you need to be faithful in is blessing Israel. Are you? You know, it's just kind of crazy right now because my wife was mentioning on the way to church, either this morning or tonight, one, that, you know, here are these, you know, again, a news blur, but here are these high school students protesting against Israel for Hamas. Well, who gives a rip what a high school student thinks anyway? I'm sorry. Still children. I'm really sorry. Who gives a care? But it's still ridiculous that, like I said, that the world can the devil can get everybody on the same page, everybody on the same page, multicultural, across the board, international, everybody's on the same page. We hate Israel. We hate Israel. You're called to be faithful and not hating him. You're promised a blessing. It's a guaranteed blessing. You say, what would that be? I don't know. How about not getting a 2x4 upside the head? That'd be all right. But it's just crazy. Look, I don't care the wacko jobs who say the church has replaced Israel. They all say, well, Israel's not really Israel. Because they're all atheists, and they're all agnostics, and they're all socialists. That's not really Israel. That's not God's people. I don't care if they all go atheist. I don't care if they all are communists. I'm still blessing Israel. Because they're God's people. God said to their mind, keep your dirty hands off of them. Keep your tongues off of them. He that blesseth them is blessed. He that curseth them is cursed. I don't want to be cursed. I'd rather be blessed. So I should be faithful in blessing Israel. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they do commit humanistic crimes. Israel, I don't care. I'm still on their side. It is a remarkable thing that they haven't committed all the things they're accused of having committed. Because if you'd been surrounded for your entire history as a nation, you would want to kill anybody that sticks their head above ground. Right? So I don't know what the problem is. Because Hamas gets, and ISIS, they all get justified no matter what. And Israel can't sneeze without getting the UN down their throats. So, bottom line, be faithful in blessing Israel. The faithful man shall abound with blessings. It doesn't matter what somebody thinks. All that matters is what God thinks. Bless Israel. Okay, there's some other things here. Take your Bibles, if you will. Turn to Psalms 34. Psalms 34. You should be faithful in reading. You should be faithful in hearing wisdom. You should be faithful in blessing Israel. In Psalms 34, notice down in verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Just trust in Him. Guarantees the guy blessings. Just trust in Him. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Sounds to me like you have a promise there that if you'll trust Him, God will bless you. Plainly, you trusted Him, His Son, as your Savior, and you got blessed that way. But it goes well beyond that, doesn't it? I mean, and there's a ton of verses. Psalm 40, verse 4, don't go there. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalm 84, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Jeremiah 17, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. A guy's blessed, he's blessed, he's blessed, promises the Lord if he'll just trust God. Just trust Him. Psalms 2, serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Well, if a faithful man aboundeth with blessings, and you're urged throughout that you'll be blessed if you trust the Lord, it seems to me that you'll be blessed. You say, well, how might that manifest itself? Well, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not in thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy paths. That's just one thing. Maybe we could number off as many toes and fingers as we have just going through the Bible. That's what I mean. This thing spins off to all kinds of other things, but it's amazing to me that a lost, blind reprobate puts his trust in religion or science and never looks back. And that a Christian, a lost guy, gets saved, puts his faith and trust in Christ, and has to battle every day to maintain that faith. There is something spiritual going on. There really is. But in trusting God, it's guaranteed blessings. If you will be faithful in trusting God, He will be faithful in blessing you. Right? A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Are you faithful in trusting Him? I mean, you had to trust Him through COVID. Or did you? It sorely tried us, didn't it? Because there are times you didn't know what to think. If we ever find ourselves in another war, it's going to be a trial to trust Him. When you got a sickness that is not diagnosed, it's hard to trust Him. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and in whose hope the Lord is. And a faithful man shall abound with blessings. So you need to be faithful, trusting God. How about this one? Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. This time, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. Okay. Well, I don't like chastening. But a man's blessed that's chastened. So if a faithful man shall abound with blessings, then you need to be faithful when God chastens you to do the right thing. After all, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Right? Are you a faithful man when the Lord chastens you? I mean, we are told that the way of instruction is the way of life. He's just trying to instruct you. He's just reproving you. He says, no, that's wrong. Do it this way. Well, the way of instruction is the way of life. If a faithful man abounds in blessing, and if a man is blessed in being chastened by the Lord, shouldn't he be faithful with that chastening? Shouldn't he be faithful in it instead of getting bitter? Instead of resenting the harsh hand of God against me? Shouldn't we? I'll give you another one. Look in Psalm 112. Psalm 112. I know I'm hitting some of these kind of fast. Got 8 or 9 of them total to cover, and we're almost there, so you don't have much longer to sit. But I'm just trying to show you how you take a verse from Proverbs 28 and it expands out. And if the Lord, if a faithful man abounds in blessing, and if you will be faithful in some things, you can know that you're abounding in blessings. It just will be an issue of whether you recognize the blessings for what they are. Right? Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. We can go all night long on the fear of the Lord. There's so much in the Bible on it. Look in Psalm 128, though, where once again you are assured, you are promised. 128:1, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Fearing God. Why are you blessed in fearing God? Well, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there's an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. You know, one thing that you're going to get out of fearing God is that one day you're going to see it all come to pass, just the way He said it would. That's going to be a sweet day. But a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Psalm 119 said that the psalmist was devoted to thy fear. Maybe he realized that he was being blessed consistently and constantly for fearing the Lord. Now again, there's so many things we could break off into and talking about, you know, how the fear of God is profitable and how it's a reward, how you're rewarded through it. We just can't go there. Look in Psalm 1, I'll give you another one. Psalms 1. I know I'm covering a lot of ground. You know this passage, Psalms 1. Most of you can probably cite it before I get to it. Psalms 1. Okay, blessed is the man. Is that a promise that a man is blessed or isn't it? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And you can go there and preach all night. But a faithful man, our theme, shall abound in blessings. All right? Well, blessed is the man, whether he recognizes the blessing of it or not, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, that is just basic separation. That's circumspection. That's the vigilance the Lord requires of us as we walk through this life. It's basic separation. We walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, do not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Okay, blessed is the man that does that. Are you consistent? Are you faithful in separation? I mean, there's plenty of voices in this world you don't need to listen to. Right? And yet, it's really easy with our means these days to flirt with those and listen to just a little and get just a little bit corrupted. Right? Well, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Tell you what will happen. What happens when you immerse yourself in the media of our day is there's a little seed of scorn that enters in where, you know, you become a little bit infected with some of what infects most of the world in a larger degree. It says, though, that a faithful man shall abound in blessings. You need to be faithful in separation. Is there any way to read that means that you're not blessed if you're consistently separated? You can't read it that way. You would have to change the Bible to read it that way. Let me show you another thing, and you probably knew this was coming. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And there's only two more, so just relax. James 1. All right, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Okay, well, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. If a man is blessed, whether he realizes it or not, for enduring temptation, are you faithful in temptation? Now, it seems obvious that there are some things that you're blessed with if you do endure temptation, like you don't sow a bad crop, right? But the question is our faithfulness. Are you faithful in enduring temptation? And one last one. I like this one. Look in Luke chapter 7. We could go to Matthew for it, but look in Luke 7. John the Baptist is in jail. He's wondering what in the world Jesus Christ is doing. Here's the Messiah, and he's not doing nothing. He's running around with a bunch of fishermen and lollygagging with lepers. Ain't doing anything to bring in the kingdom. So in Luke chapter 7, go down to verse 19. And John called unto him two of his disciples. John's in jail. Sent them to Jesus, saying, excuse me, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Pretty attitudinal. A little bit of an attitude there. Hey, man, I'm in jail. Am I here for nothing, or are you going to do something? Verse 20. When the men were come unto him, he said, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. Unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. So as the to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And this is the linchpin. This is the pin on the grenade that can ruin everything. Because if you get offended in Jesus Christ, then you're not faithful in any of these things that we've listed. When you're bitter and resentful You going to keep reading? Well, many don't, right? I mean, if you get offended at Jesus Christ, if you get offended in the Bible, then there's a lot of things that are going to fall apart for you. I mean, are you going to keep going back to the Bible for wisdom? You going to keep going to the preacher for counsel? Probably not. A lot of us could take you to doorsteps of people that won't do that anymore. Well, they're not faithful. I know something happened. I know they got bitter about something or another, and you could say it was legitimate, but they can no longer claim that a faithful man shall abound with blessings because they're not being faithful. They're not in their book. They're not getting wisdom. How they feel about Israel depends on how much CNN they watch, I guess. But the chances are pretty good, right, that they're going to come out on the wrong end of that. And trusting God? How can you trust Him if you're not even talking to Him? How can you trust Him if you are bitter at Him for letting something happen? In chastening? I mean, we've all seen how a kid treats his parent if he's decided he ain't going to take chastening. Well, a lot of God's children are that way. They're not abounding in blessing because they're not faithful. And maybe the reason they're not faithful is because they got offended. This offense thing pulls the linchpin and the whole thing slides off into the river from there. It happens in so many ways. Don't get bitter. Don't be offended. Knock it off. Go clean your diaper. Stop. Don't do that. You're going to pull a pin and you can't get the pin back in the grenade. It's going to blow on you. Because a faithful man shall abound in blessings. And that one can unpin everything. So let us labor to be faithful men. Because there are guaranteed blessings that come to the faithful. Now you're going to have to exercise some diligence and some wisdom and recognizing a blessing for what it is, because sometimes they come kind of camouflaged. And if you're not careful, you won't recognize it for what it is at all. And it could be years before you say, oh, you know what? I was actually blessed. Oh, wow. Huh. I didn't know God did that. Well, yeah, you weren't paying attention. Right? Let's bow our heads and pray. Well, Lord, we are grateful for...